The lawsuit can be summarized like this.
People who want to leave and are ready to leave and are capable of leaving the institutions are being basically forced to remain because there is no community-based care to serve them.
That's Florida Supportive Housing Coalition President Shannon Nasworth. Her nonprofit group's members provide affordable housing for people living with disabilities. She says a large percentage of clients have mental illnesses, and most providers have wait lists.
We have people all over the state who are in desperate need of an affordable place to live with some supports. They're either in the institutions, or frequently, if they don't get into the institution, they are homeless. They're forced to live on the streets.
Jay Reeve is CEO of Tallahassee's Appalachie Center, a nonprofit community mental health provider serving seven panhandle counties. Reeve agrees the backlog in the state's three mental hospitals is enormous.
For instance, recently we were informed by the state that there were no male beds available at Florida State Hospital for the foreseeable future.
He says when that happens, patients who need long-term treatment end up staying in the Appalachie Center's crisis stabilization unit, but that's only intended as a short-term solution.
And that puts pressure on our system to move people out more rapidly. It puts pressure on the emergency rooms, and it puts pressure on law enforcement, and it just kind of breaks the whole system down.
Both Nasworth's organization and Reeves could receive more money if the suit is successful, even though they're not party to it themselves. The lawsuit filed in federal court by nonprofit advocacy group Disability Rights Florida says about 250 people whose doctors say they're cleared for release from mental hospitals have nowhere else to go. The suit also claims other patients who should be served in their communities are being sent to hospitals. Advocates say these patients should have other options, including group homes and staying in their own homes, with the help of a program called Florida Assertive Community Treatment, or FACT.
So this up the hill here is our FACT program.
On the Appalachie Center campus, Reeve points to the FACT team headquarters.
Yeah, they're probably in there doing staffing right now, and by 10 o'clock, most of them are out on the road.
So they sort of go wherever the client needs them to go.
Wherever the client needs them to go.
But longtime mental health advocates say state money for community-based care is almost non-existent, even in the best economic times.
When there's money, we get no increases, and when there's a decrease, we lose money. So we've never really won this battle.
Karen Koch is vice president at the Florida Council for Community Mental Health, a statewide association of providers. This year, she lobbied the legislature for $100 million in funding for preventative, crisis response, and residential mental health care. But she says no new money for adult services was allocated this year, cementing Florida's rank as one of the worst states for per capita mental health care funding.
When they're in the institutions, it's easy for them to ignore some of these individuals and their lack of rights. I mean, basically, the rights are being taken away from them right now.
But she says the legislature's lack of funding community mental health services isn't because the State Department of Children and Families, which runs the mental health system, isn't trying. A budget request filed with the lawsuit shows the department itself had identified people seeking treatment outside mental hospitals and requested more funding for their release. Koch says the suit, like similar ones filed in Ohio and Georgia, is a way to make the legislature confront the issue. That way, she says,
families don't feel that they have to put their child or spouse away, that they can feel comfortable working with the community and keeping them at home.
The Department of Children and Families and the Agency for Healthcare Administration, or ACA, are named as defendants in the case. Spokespeople for both agencies say they have not yet been served with the suit. ACA spokeswoman Shalisha Coleman says the agency plans to file a motion to dismiss the case, but declined further comment. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.